Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He is the owner of the Workout Loft. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Paul Nam to the program. Paul, welcome. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, well, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I'm the owner of the Workout Loft, and the Workout Loft is a wellness studio that is geared towards personal training, small group fitness, nutritional counseling, and online training. The group classes consist of boot camps and Pilates. Personal training is geared towards weight loss, gaining muscle, resistance training, yoga stretching, kickboxing, and post-rehabilitation. We also have 10 mobile training apps, 14 fitness books, and weight loss products. I also have a sister website called Nutriloft Fitness, which sells more of my fitness products. It can be found at NutriloftFit.com.
Alrighty, so what really got you started in the world of fitness? What sent you down that road?
When I was a kid growing up, I was extremely active, so my parents put me into every sport and activity they could think about. I excelled in martial arts, soccer, and track. I didn't have the skill to be good at basketball, baseball, and hockey. I was a skinny kid, and I wasn't happy with the way I looked. So I picked up my first barbell when I was 14, and I fell in love with it. Being a skinny kid, I wanted to be more muscular in order to build like more self-confidence, impress girls and my friends. At 19, I competed in my first bodybuilding show and won the junior title. Also went to college and studied health science to become a vet or a dentist. I never finished college, and I never pursued becoming a vet or a dentist. After I won my first show, people started to ask me to help them with their training and nutrition. I took a personal training course at 19 and started to do some freelance training. Like, I'm 41 years old now, so I've been a trainer and nutritionist for over 20 years. My first real job was at a nutrition store, and after a few years, I opened my own supplement store. So that's basically it, yeah.
All righty. Now, when somebody reaches out to you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
What's most popular now is functional fitness, I guess. People want to be fit and just healthy. Gone are the days where people want to look like Hulk and Goliath. It's not really in anymore. Like, people just want to be fit. They just want to live longer and have a better like quality of life. So that's basically like mostly what I preach here, and what most people come here for is like for functional fitness.
All righty. And so why do you think they choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart?
What sets me apart is definitely I've been in the fitness industry for over 21 years. I have a strong social media following, and I've been in this area for over 10 years now. So. I give people what they ask. I always deliver results, and I give people a good customer experience. So just basically from word of mouth referrals, people come to you, right? And when you're in business for 10 years, it shows you you have stability. And just basically, just generally, if you show you like people, and you're genuine and you're nice to people, it makes a big difference too.
All righty. Now, walk me through a session. What's that like? What's somebody getting themselves into when they reach out to you?
Well, basically, they do. I do a consult. It's just like 20 minutes. I just 20 minutes to half an hour. I go over like their lifestyle assessment, their nutrition, their past experience, any injuries, and then I kind of mold it all together. And then I do like a 1 hour training session, and then. That's kind of like my physical assessment, and from there I just start training them. So I have a system the way I train people. I've been using that for the last 8 years. I developed it, so it's been working out really good.
All righty. Now, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
I've want to continue to grow in the fitness industry, and eventually I can see myself teaching younger trainers or people about different business systems within the fitness industry. Right now, I'm just focusing on scaling up my various fitness products and my online training. So that's kind of what my goal is.
All righty. Now, how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
They can go to my main website, which is theworkoutloft.com, and they can they can go to my site. I have all my services posted on there. They can check out my social media, and they can. It's a pretty big website, so they can just kind of surf through it and see what I'm about.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on your show.
You are so welcome, and for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.